To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, let's return, as you are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, to the Houston Texans and what they need to do the rest of the way. Big-time victory versus the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday, 20-10, and the defense really showed up big. Offense did enough. That has been the common refrain.
Just don't screw it up.
That is the way that you have described this offense. Mm-hmm. Sorry, detour real quick. It is official that Phillip Rivers is signing to the practice squad of the Colts.
Hey, here we go.
So the Phillip Rivers is actually happening.
Is this the first grandfather to ever play?
I know George Blanda played in the NFL.
He played till he's 48.
At 48.
I feel like he had.
Was he a grandfather?
I would have to look that up. But it might be the first grandpa to ever play in the NFL.
That's hard to believe.
That's crazy, man.
And just as a note.
That's a pretty young grandfather too, man.
Yeah, it is.
44?
Yeah. Being on the practice squad does not disqualify you from Hall of Fame consideration. You would have to be on the active roster.
Oh, really? Yeah, because it would be this year that he would
next year that he would have to start all over. Yeah, then the clock resets. So if they call him up, then it's going to be another 5 years that he'd have to wait.
Be serious. No. Be real with me right now. Mm-hmm. Phillip Rivers, a Hall of Famer?
I think he's close. I always have believed that longevity does matter if you're consistently good or really good, and that he's got that check.
He does.
And was he ever an MVP?
Nah, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. I've had Phillip Rivers. No, he was not, but he's an 8-time Pro Bowler. He was never an All-Pro.
Yeah, I think he's close.
I don't know why I'm surprised by that, but just for some reason it hit me. He was never an All-Pro.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying Russell Wilson going to get in over him?
Who said Russell Wilson was getting in? Who said that? All right, let's keep this thing moving along. Yeah, the Colts are, yes, they are down bad. They're 44-year-old Phillip Rivers who ain't played since 2000.
Grandpa.
And the funny thing about it is we got Pat McAfee on in here, and I'm looking at Pat McAfee. Obviously, he's doing all the highlights of Phillip Rivers, and he's going full Colts. Phillip Rivers in 2020 looked like he was shot putting the football. Like, it looked like it was a strain for him to get that football
out. I didn't know shot put right there. Look at that throw, baby.
All right.
Look at that throw.
Now, 5 years later, what is it going to look like?
He did throw for over 300 yards in his last game played.
Yeah. I think he looked better than Matt Ryan, too. Mm-hmm. I don't think Matt Ryan
Oh, yeah, Matt Ryan looked good. Pretty
for the Colts.
At the end of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that week 18 is going to be a mess. Anyways, key the rest of the way for this Texans team is the offense, right? It's the same key.
Always. And it's C.J. Stroud. You know, I've been saying this because I really believe it's their mantra, even though they won't say it this way. Just don't screw it up. If they're just good enough to run the ball, get some points, get to 20, get to 24, their defense is going to win the Super Bowl for them. You know, if they can just consistently do that and limit teams with an all-time defense. But at some point, you know, C.J. Stroud is going to have to make a big play. You know, the off script that we saw against Kansas City, whether it's just a third down conversion of Jaden Higgins or Nico Collins or a big, you know, touchdown or whatever, it's still the same. The formula is still the same. At some point offensively, C.J. Stroud is going to have to make a big playoff throw. A big, you know, if they get their somehow, a Super Bowl moment or throw or whatever. Is that going to be enough, how they're playing right now? You know, run the ball, get to 24, make a play. And to be fair, we've been saying it, he is embracing this offense much better. But is that enough?
Enough is such a tough proposition because the margins are, we talk about this, and I probably use this word mm-hmm. way too much. The margins are very thin, mm-hmm. and it fluctuates depending on what those other margins do. Like, we know that the defense is the ultimate margin widener, mm-hmm. but then when you get to play calling at times, when you get to game management mm-hmm. at times, end of first halves at times, I think that all those things make it tougher to where, depending on how those things go, CJ, we need you to do a little bit more in this instance mm-hmm. Within the system that asks you to kind of not try and do too much.
Yeah.
I think it has the possibility to, but that is assuming that other wild things don't happen. You don't have mm-hmm. a team that somehow is able to make it a little bit harder on this defense than other teams have been able to make it hard on them. Or like a team that actually creates more turnovers than what other teams have created. Like, I think mm-hmm. that those are the things that can change the way that this thing goes. But for CJ, I think that what we started to see from him in the first half of mm-hmm. this game would be enough.
Right.
And from him in particular, I think overall, there were still some things that make you go, oof, with the offense. And I think that you're probably not going to outrun those this year. But CJ being able to know when to get out of the structure of the offense and go and make a play, I think it's huge, and I think that he's starting to see some of his wide receivers also open up to the way they need to play in order to help him mm-hmm. make those plays. I thought Higgins did a great job. I might have said it yesterday, mm-hmm. Showing him numbers and getting into open spaces in those kind of off schedule type moments off script type moments. And I think that that's going to be really necessary to have somebody outside of just Nico Collins who knows, hey, my quarterback needs me. Let me go get to the football.
I'm glad you said that, because let's hear from D'Amico Ryans on the coach's show last night. And then I have a very important question for you.
Yeah, the things I like for CJ is the movement out of the pocket, escaping the pocket, keeping plays alive. I really liked him keeping his eyes downfield, making plays, especially some of the critical third downs he made to Higgins, Nico, Dalton. Like, he made some really nice throws there. And also the next thing, probably I could have said this first, just some of the what I call the sack saver plays. Yeah. Yeah. It was some of those plays where he's feeling that pressure, guys are on him, where in the past we've taken those sacks. He did a great job of just dirtying the football, getting rid of it, knowing, hey, they got us on this play. Let's not make a bad play worse. So great decisions by him there. And some improvements, I think there's some throws I think we could have back. I think we can make a better throw there to Nico so we can score on the first play when the first explosive where we run past the defender. But I think he'll just keep working into it, keep improving, making better throws. But overall, really great decision making by him to not turn the ball over. That's always the most important thing. Didn't turn the ball over and made great decisions when bad things happen.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, so since Reggie was flexing a little bit earlier, I'm going to go ahead and...
Was I flexing?
Didn't I say that exact same thing
yesterday? Oh, yeah.
Didn't I say that exact same thing yesterday? So, but my question is this, and this is the important part. Has CJ developed enough with this offense where D'Amico Ryans could encourage that a little more? It sounded like he was kind of encouraging, or at least encouraged by his decision-making to make the big play when it was there, the off-script play like you talked about, and then when to dirt it. Or is he still? Is it still like, hey, we're going to run the ball. Don't turn the ball over. You know, see, I think you're going to have to see more of that from C.J. Stroud, not less of it.
And I think that the governor on them not doing more of that is less and less C.J. Stroud as time goes. I think the third quarter was very insightful in one of the things that they have to be cognizant of, which is someone asked on the text line, why don't they spread it out? I don't think that your offensive line can stand being out here solo with the defense being able to scheme upon them. Mm-hmm. Because the likes of, I can say Chris Jones was just a monster.
Yeah.
And I want to apologize to Ed Ingram because while he did get his ass whooped, and I will not step away from that, he wasn't the only one. Mm-hmm. They were moving Chris Jones around. He got Ariante Ursary. He got big number 77 Trent Brown at times. Like, everybody was getting it when it came to him. Yeah. But it's not just him. Like, George Karloftis, that hadn't had a good year, was doing things. So there were some other dudes in there that were making some plays on that deep. Drew Tranquil off the edge was making some plays. And I think that you could look at those and go, huh.
Yeah.
Like, this is what happens when that line is over-leveraged at times, when you want to get to the place where you think that you can, all right, they've gotten good enough where we can. No, they still need some of the training wheels, for lack of a better term, some of the assistances that have been put in place there, even though they are improved from where they had previously been. Getting the ball out quickly, some of those other things have helped make that improvement, but I don't think you can just get to a place where you're going, oh, we trust CJ to do a whole bunch of this stuff at the expense of this offensive line not having that balance that the defense has to keep an idea on and the opportunity to go forward.
Yes, but forget about spreading them out. I'm talking about giving CJ Stroud more room to say, hey, it starts to break down, get out of that pocket, we trust you to make the right play. Are they going to allow him to do that more? I think it's a possibility, and I think it's probably the best formula, given the confines of this offense and the constraints, for them to actually, you know, make a push.
I think this is where the moderation and everything does come in, because getting out of the pocket, extending plays is what? Longer times for that offensive line to have to block.
Mm-hmm.
That time to throw is not something that I want to see tick up to a large degree. I think the moments when you need it, you want it to happen. It's less about trust of CJ. I think it's just the entirety of what they've built starts to break down when you start doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some of it is about CJ in that I don't know that I can put it on him like Patrick Mahomes at this point. Because those are different things that we're talking about here. It'd be
but
unfair
he made
expectation.
Mahomes plays.
He did in moments, in more moments than I think that some people would have assumed with him going in.
Mm-hmm.
I think that also we're talking about a Mahomes that has carried in a larger way in the past, and also we're seeing the effects of him of a team building themselves for him to have to carry them.
But
over there in Kansas
City. I guess
what
I'm getting at is, has CJ proved himself enough to DeMeco? Because ultimately it's going to be D'Amico's call.
To D'Amico?
For him to trust him enough to not go off script more and make those Mahomes-type plays.
No.
You don't think he's trusted?
I think that's inherent with D'Amico. We've talked about it time and time again this season. D'Amico, Ryan's, this offense was largely made, even if it's not in the image of exactly what he wanted, but in the image of what he desired from an offense complimentary-wise. Are they living up exactly to the standard of what he desired? Maybe not, but this is an offense that they're turnover averse.
Yeah.
They run the football. When they're doing that about as well as they can, they're having long drives to give his defense some time.
Man.
Like, that is the way that this thing is designed. And what you're talking about kind of goes a little bit counter to that. And I think that there's an understanding that you need to do a little bit of letting your quarterback who has these special talents display
Aren't
those wares time
him
to time.
Then?
Sure.
I mean, we know they've been constraining him. We know there was a level of frustration early in the year. But you know, I want to let C.J. Stroud make plays that very few quarterbacks in this league can make. I'm not saying willy nilly and just chunk it and all that. But hasn't he done enough for you to compromise a little bit? Hasn't he showed enough, especially in this game on the road in that environment that we talked about, that he was smart enough to be able to say nope and just throw it to the dirt, and also smart enough and great enough to make a play across his body that helped change the game.
How much of that is C.J. Stroud and how much of that is Nico Collins? Because everybody trusts Nick Haley.
I don't think a lot of it. Well, the play call was Nick Haley, but I don't think those off-script plays were a lot of Nick Haley. I think that's where I'm going with this.
But what I'm saying is I think the off-script plays are – you can't script off-script in a way. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, these have to come within the plays, and I don't think you can go, well, we're just going to have Nick Haley call more pass plays – and then just hope that CJ fixes them. I think mm-hmm. that got them into some issues with Bobby Slowick. You remember the, yeah. you know, it's incumbent upon CJ to make me right in those instances. Mm-hmm. That was one of those things that was rough for CJ in this offense last year. I don't know that D'Amico Ryans wants to put that on CJ, even though I think what you're saying is fair, that he clearly has demonstrated that he has more capacity for it. I think that there is a lot more from D'Amico Ryans' seat right now in questioning what Nick Haley has and what he's doing right now.
Don't screw it up.
Right? Nah. You heard him in his presser in the Zoom that he had yesterday.
Oh, let's hear cut four here, because I think you bring up a really good point. Figgy, because this, I'm not going to say it bothered me, but I think it was a window into the world of, is it cut four? The one about being on time and such from yesterday.
Yeah. What can the Texans learn regarding the offense in week four?
Look, there are a lot of things offensively I think we have to improve upon, specifically in the half and coming out at the beginning of the second half. It's not good enough for us. We got to move the ball better in those situations. All right. And when it comes to the pressures, there's things to learn from. We got to operate much faster with just the timing of everything, getting the play calls in and out of the huddle, getting the line properly, making the right ID, getting guys picked up the proper way. Like, we have to operate more efficiently. We have to operate with much more urgency on the offensive side of the football. You'll continue to see those type of pressures, right, that showed up. So there's a lot of room for improvement there, and we have to see that improvement very quickly.
Here's my question for you guys. I get it, and he's right. Operate better, get to the line quicker. But is that going to take them to the next level? What's going to take them to the next level is C.J. Stroud making spectacular plays.
Yeah, but I think also, again, making spectacular plays on what foundation, right? Mm-hmm. Is it the foundation of having to get to the line late and having to, you know.
No, it will help them.
I think that's more of the thing, right? It's not opening this up while the offensive play caller still shows that there's a lot of room. And all of those improvements or a majority of those improvements that he's talking about are actually offensive coordinator. Getting that play call in early. I see you on the text line making note that, you know, give him two plays in the huddle, allow CJ to flip sides, change the run from all of that. Being able to have mm-hmm. that machination starts with your coordinator having a very clear intention with what's happening. And I think that's still lacking to some degree with this offense.
But here's where I would disagree. Getting the play in quicker, getting the line of scrimmage quicker, that will help that particular play call. What won the game offensively was not that particular play call. It's when C.J. Stroud went away from that and got escaped.
Yeah, but the foundation for escaping.
Look, foundation or no foundation, I don't care. Like getting to line of scrimmage will help that particular play call if you run that play as it's designed. What I'm saying is he was at his best when, whether they were on time or not, he was outside that play.
I don't think you can build an offense out of off schedule.
No, I'm saying give him more room to do that and trust him more and compromise.
I think that there's a necessity that shows mm-hmm. up in having to do that, right? Yeah. And I think that CJ showed and demonstrated that in the instances where he needs to dirt the football, he can and he will. I think leeway to do that isn't necessarily, like, in your mind, or what I'm hearing from you is like, D'Amico's like, you can't do that or what have you.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's necessarily what's happening. I think the instances or the circumstances when the plays don't work, he has to go do that. I think what you would want is that him to have more empowerment, at least in what we were told, to have, you know, better play calls, better, you know, things mm-hmm. in his leeway for him to be able to make adjustments from what he sees from the quarterback position to make those plays work. Before having to go
I get it.
And do all those other things.
All I'm saying is, if you're going to get to another level, if you're going to get to the postseason and make a run, you know, whether, you know, it's great if you can get the play call in quick and all that, but it's going to ultimately come down to a play that C.J. Stroud makes that you were not expecting.
Sure. And
you know?
I mean, he's shown the capability of doing that. Mm-hmm. I think that is the big flashy thing. The other things that, again, undergird that are foundation are having consistently good plays within schedule mm-hmm. to help make that play even more important.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's the place where they definitely could stand to grow, mm-hmm. right? So much of this offense, when it's done at its best, we talk about Tom Brady, is when you can get to the line and you can diagnose and you can dissect.
Absolutely.
Getting to the ball late, not, you know, and not having like a clarity in mm-hmm. intention in those instances. Getting in the red zone and having plays that are vertical stems that mm-hmm. take a second to develop when you know your offensive line might be under pressure. Like, I think that those are all things that you have to have and take it to account for, and I think that they need to get better. I think this is more of a Nick Haley circumstance than it is a trust in CJ at this point.
I think it's both.
It's possible. It's possible. Either way, whatever that is, that is the place where they still need to find development. And I know I'm happy to hear D'Amico not shying away from that in front of the microphone, and CJ not shying away from that. I think that, though, it's now incumbent upon them to do it. And what's nice is that they have a couple of teams. Now, I'm not, you know, they all get paid too, right? But a couple of teams that are not at the same level of the Bills and the Chiefs or what have you that you've seen recently, that hopefully you should be able to get that done against, right? Not that I'm calling for style points, but I'm calling for a clear evidence of improvement in the next couple of weeks in that way in particular to help them be a better team and a team that can go deep in the playoffs. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, and I see you. Yes, we have said it, that the Colts did sign Phillip Rivers to the practice squad. He is back after 4 years of not playing football in the National Football League. Wild, wild stuff. All right, coming up next, let's do our lunchtime confession.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.